Chapter 1. Discernment Defined. Every believer has received grace gifts to use them to serve one another as faithful stewards of the many-coloured tapestry of God's grace. For example, if you have a speaking gift, speak as though God were speaking his words through you. If you have the gift of serving, do it passionately with the strength God gives you, so that in everything God alone will be glorified through Jesus Christ. For to him belong the power and the glory for ever throughout all ages. Amen. 1 Peter 4:10-11. Every believer has received abilities, administrations, enablements, functions, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. The beauty of this truth is that each gift and ability is given for the profit of all. You see, the church is a living being, a body, which is to function in a cooperative manner as a coalition and network to benefit and profit each other and influence and disciple culture. I appreciate how this is clearly explained in Romans 12:4-5. In the human body there are many parts and organs, each with a unique function. And so it is in the body of Christ. For though we are many, we've all been mingled into one body in Christ. This means that we are all vitally joined to one another, with each contributing to the others. Peter Wagner defines a spiritual gift as the special attribute given by the Holy Spirit to every member of the body of Christ according to God's grace for use within the context of the body. You and I are part of a living body with Jesus as the head. As further discovered in Romans, God's marvellous grace imparts to each one of us varying gifts and ministries that are uniquely ours. Romans 12:6. How awesome is it that our Heavenly Father has created a many-coloured tapestry of grace gifts that we are to faithfully steward.